Hello. It's been a while since I've done my last audio boo, probably about 12 months actually. And having seen other bits in the audio boo community, thought that I better get back on here and see what's happening. So today I am going to talk to you about the Wainwrights. The Wainwrights have been my kind of current obsession since the 1st of January 2012. I've walked in the Lakeland Hills probably pretty much since I moved up here nearly 25 years ago. And I didn't really know what the Wainwrights were, who, whatever, until through Twitter and Facebook, and I saw that people were going, oh, I've just done my last 214 Wainwright, etc. And somebody said, if you climb them, Gina? And I said, well, actually, I don't really know what they are. So somebody sent me a PDF link, and as you do, you sort of have a quick tot up, and I think I'd climbed about 138 of them. And so a New Year's resolution, January 2012, I said to Dave, my husband, I said, well, should we do them? But we will delete any walks that we'd done in our sort of pre that date and kind of start from scratch. So that's what we did. The one thing for me as I've been doing them is that it's taken me to places in the Lake District that I didn't really know existed, because being a kind of creature of habit, I don't want to drive too far, especially when it's tourist season, that I've done, you know, a lot of walking around the Langdales, which is one of my favourite areas, Grasmere, Ambleside, and not really, and a bit sort of up in Keswick, but not really kind of really exploring it. So for me, it's been a really lovely way of exploring the place that I live, and gives me a better knowledge of the area. And when I'm driving around on my coffee girl travels, that I mentally tick around. I know it sounds quite sad, but I sort of think, oh, climb there, done that, oh, that's a favorite. And it's just been a really lovely experience. And what's been really nice is that, you know, through the, you know, we've done walking on our own, we've got like a little Twitter walking group, and it's just been a really lovely community. And tomorrow is the last one, which is Melbrake. Now, Melbrake was not chosen because there's a fantastic pub at the bottom. Of course it was. As we got down to the last sort of 40 Wainwrights, we were up on Wynrig with David Powell Thompson when we went over to Wasdale to do some walking over there and tick some off. And he said, well, you're going to have to choose what your last one's going to be. So we sort of had a quick sort of tot up through our heads of what we had left. And we just thought it just is such a lovely, it's like a proper mountain on its own, and it just looks regally down towards Kirkstall, which again is one of our favourite pubs. So that was like, right, that's going to be the last one. And then it was sort of ticking off the last ones to get to this stage. For me, I found the last few Wainwrights done a little bit kind of tedious, and that sounds really awful, and people that live away will think that I'm so selfish living here and sort of feeling a bit fed up of going walking. But when you get to the last few, it kind of, I don't know, the magic of constantly kind of like, oh, where should we walk, and the constant planning, you're down to the last few, and some of the last few have not been particularly kind of, in my opinion, particularly great mountains that I've particularly enjoyed. And I make no bones about being a fair weather hiker. I like to go out, and I like to, once I've slogged up a hill, I want to see a view, and living in the Lake District affords me to pick and choose when I go out. Even when I do pick and choose and go out, you still aren't guaranteed, you know, we live in the lakes, it's a kind of law unto itself weather-wise. But I was totting up how many that I haven't had views on, and I've only got about 23, so that's not bad out of 214. So those will be my next kind of, after we've done the 214, people will go, oh, what are you going to do now? Well, it'll just be quite nice just to go out and walk and rewalk favourites, go up different routes of places, to explore the Howgills, which I've never walked over there before. And I'd like to have another go at doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks, which shouldn't take as long with the boggy bit having been had some work done on it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy my ramblings, and I will think of you all, as I've got my rucksack tomorrow will be mainly filled full of chocolate brownies and Prosecco. So, yes, if the mountain rescue have to come and rescue me, at least I can feed them and give them sparkling wine. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed my ramblings, and I will think of you all when I'm on 214 tomorrow.